You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to this hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Kevin Jones, Jason Gibbs here with you today. And Dog Pound, gear up for Cleveland Browns season at the newly remodeled Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. Get 50% off select merchandise July 23rd through the 26th only. Plus, shop a wide variety of all new gear, including hats, t-shirts, jackets, and more, including free shipping on all new custom Browns jerseys. The Pro Shop is open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or call 440-824-3427 to place your order. 50% off.
The stadium's looking great. They hung the banners up down there.
It is. I was down there this morning driving by. It looks great. It really does. And we want to hear from you, as I mentioned, all show long, 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show at Browns_daily. If you have a specific question for Mailbag Wednesday, of course, include the hashtag mailbag, and we will get it in during the show. The topic that we threw out at the beginning of the show was ranking our quarterbacks heading into training camp, and then your confidence in that position group with these four guys prior to the start of training camp. And I'll start with you, Kevin. Go ahead. Rank those four.
McCown will be one for me. And Connor Shaw is number two. What he did week 17 against the Ravens, I don't think Johnny Manziel would have been able to do last season. He came in, executed a game plan. The Browns were in the game on the road. Let's remember the Ravens were playing for a playoff spot. They had not yet clinched. They were at home.
At home.
Hostile atmosphere. Connor Shaw made a couple plays with his legs, made a couple plays with his arm.
Got beat up in that game, too.
He was urinating blood, apparently, the day after. So, to me, Connor Shaw is number two on what he's shown thus far in the NFL. Does Johnny Manziel have more talent? Yes. Has Connor Shaw performed better in the NFL so far? Yes. So, it's simple for me. And then I'll leave Manziel over Thad Lewis there. So, we'll go Manziel three, Thad Lewis four.
Now, would you, and I'll just throw this out there, would you include Terrell Pryor ranking? And if you did at quarterback, potentially, where would it be?
Probably below. Oh, man, because he can run so well. And DeFilippo has used him before in Oakland and coached him up
well.
Why
I asked.
Man, I might put him at I might put him at 2A because he started quite a bit. I might put him a little bit above Johnny. But I think we should say he's been working out with Randy Moss.
Yes.
And a bunch.
He's a wide receiver. I just wanted to throw out the ranking to make it interesting.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Gibbs, your turn. Rank these quarterbacks, and I'm sure because you have to see it to believe it, your ranking in confidence is not all that high in this group.
It might be a little bit higher than you think.
Okay.
I'm going to say McCown number one.
Yeah.
I agree with Kevin Jones. Connor Shaw number two.
All right.
I think Johnny needs to, you know, put his money where his mouth is, essentially. And, you know, you're saying all the right things, but you're not showing me all the right things. And you got to do everything right. And to be the number two quarterback, you've got to earn that right. And Connor Shaw may not have the best arm. Connor Shaw might not be the best. He might not even be one of the top three quarterbacks here. But the guy busts his butt and really gives you good effort. And what we saw in that Baltimore game last year, not only had the respect of his teammates, but he also had the respect of the Baltimore Ravens after that game.
He did.
Johnny's number three. Thaddy Lou is number four. And Doug Deacon might hurt me on that because Thaddy Lou's his guy. But
I know.
He's everyone's guy. He's a great guy, but we got to assess talent here.
Yeah. So, and I think overall I'm going to go six. Six out of ten.
Oh, yeah.
Where was your confidence?
You know, before minicamp, before Josh McCown showed out during minicamp, I might have said 4.5.
I would have been 4.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6.5 now. I think we saw flashes of 2013 Chicago Bears Josh McCown in minicamp, so much so that it gave confidence to the rest of the offense. So I'll go 6.5 is my confidence level with the Browns quarterbacks headed into the season.
Now, before I give you guys my rankings, something that I just wanted to throw out there that – you, in some cases, because you both had Connor Shaw ranked two ahead of Johnny Manziel, it definitely doesn't play into your mind and how you rank these young men. But don't you think that we can all state that it is going to be absolute fact that the Cleveland Browns are going to give Johnny Manziel this training camp every opportunity to prove himself as a legit two and a 1B in some cases to be called upon if anything happens to Josh McCown. Whereas Connor Shaw, being undrafted free agent, even with his performance in Week 17, is going to have a limited opportunity to go out and show himself.
Johnny's going to have way less reps than he did last year with Brian Hoyer, but it's still going to be way more than Connor Shaw. But the coaches like what Connor Shaw's put on tape, so they kind of know what Connor Shaw brings to the table. He brings toughness, that grit that they've yet to see from Johnny. He's going to be given this opportunity in training camp. If Johnny drops the ball and Connor does play well in the preseason, let's remember last year against the Redskins in the preseason, Hail Mary, touchdown drive, almost won the game. I don't want to say there's going to be a debate there, but there's going to be a conversation to have. Connor Shaw is high on this coaching staff's where they're judging this guy.
Oh, he definitely is. And to give you my rankings, I'm going to go McCown 1, very similarly the way you did. Coming in, I thought he was still a neck up on Johnny Manziel, but the ground that he gained in his performance on the football field, which is what matters most to everybody because that's where the game is played.
Right.
He is simply, by Matt Wilhelm's personal perspective, watching practice light years ahead of Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
Light years. And that's from leadership to execution to accuracy to confidence to control. All of it.
By the way, Connor Shaw in the building today.
Right. It's good.
I mean, he wants it. And he knows he has to work harder because he doesn't have a big arm, because he's not as athletic. He's not your prototypical quarterback. I mean, he's undrafted for a reason, but he's going to be given an opportunity this preseason.
And you just said a key word, undrafted for a reason. Okay, and if you go back into history and you look at the number of undrafted quarterbacks that have actually made it and become substantial starters in the National Football League, you can count them on one hand, okay, for a reason. But that being said is, you can also, there's your handful of failures that were drafted in the first round that have failed to grab.
More than a handful.
Okay, you've got all of our hands combined with guys because you want to go get that franchise quarterback. You're going to take that shot in the first round and go get your guy. Ray Farmer went out and got his guy in Johnny Manziel. He's going to be my number two. Because of my point is that he will have every opportunity to back up his words on the football
field.
Even
though you've said Connor Shaw has out-executed him on the practice field.
I didn't say that.
Oh, who's he out? Oh, you said Josh McCown.
Yeah,
McCown. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Not that having to do with Connor Shaw.
I had to clear that up.
Right, no, it's fine. So Johnny Manziel is going to be my number two, and the reason why I say that is because this to me, from a Cleveland Browns standpoint, is his last shot.
Really?
If he can't prove that he can be the guy, we don't have time to wait for him. We can't go into next football season with a question mark surrounding Johnny Manziel again.
I can see a scenario where he doesn't play at all this year, but is still on the team next year and still has a chance next year. I think the patience level with him is that high. Last season was a total throwaway. This is essentially his rookie season. That's how bad last season unfolded.
Right, and so what I'd like to see is him start a football game for the Cleveland Browns, and that is up in the air. I want to see, if this is his true rookie season, I want to see the way in Johnny Manziel what Teddy Bridgewater did the last six games of last football season, where he played like a Pro Bowler.
That shouldn't be a lot to ask if you're picking a guy in the first round.
I understand that. And that's, so I'm giving Johnny the benefit of the doubt that he got his personal stuff taken care of, that he will get a heavy dose of repetitions this training camp for him to prove that he's figured it out, that he's progressing so much so that these coaches can confidently both publicly and in their mind say that this guy's got it, I got to keep him around.
I think it's worth mentioning that Kevin O'Connell is now the quarterback's coach of this room, and we're going to have an interview with him at 1:30 coming up here on Browns Daily. This is a guy who's worked with Johnny. This is a guy who's made Johnny comfortable before in the pre-draft process. He's 30 years old. He's been a quarterback in the league before that struggled, who can relate to Johnny. So the kind of temperature and attitude in that room, that quarterback's room, you're going to hear and learn a lot from Kevin O'Connell coming up at 1:30. This guy, kind of the real deal. Petten hired him.
Sure.
He's never had coaching experience before. Obviously, Pett's now coaching on the offensive side. He's sitting in on a lot of these offensive meetings. But a lot of trust going into Kevin O'Connell in not only developing Johnny Manziel, but kind of Connor Shaw, everyone. He's really been given the reins.
Yeah, he absolutely has. And to continue my rankings, I go Connor Shaw at 3. Connor, as you've mentioned, is up against it because he's an undrafted free agent. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he will outwork you and give himself every opportunity to beat those odds. But sometimes those odds, that mountain is just too high. And the National Football League has, on every Sunday, has a way of exposing your weaknesses and your shortcomings as a player.
Let me ask you this, Matt and Jason. If you put Johnny Manziel's arm and a little bit of his athleticism into what Connor Shaw brings to the table intangibles-wise, would Connor Shaw start for this team?
I think he's dang close.
I think so, too.
I think the size thing is still, you know, an issue, not prototypical. But I believe that he could, yes, he could go out there and start for this football team.
That's just such a hypothetical,
and,
unfortunately.
Right. And then moving forward, I think Thaddeus Lewis, he's a guy that has to do – pull a rabbit out of a hat to make this football team.
By the way, Connor Shaw, a little bit bigger than people give him credit for. 6'1", 210. I mean, he looks small in person, but 6'1", 210, not bad.
Yeah.
Not prototypical, but like we said,
not Flacco, not Dalton, not Roethlisberger.
Undrafted for a reason.
You know, not Tom Brady, not Peyton Manning, not Aaron Rodgers.
I still believe Connor Shaw can be in this league 6, 7, 8 years as a backup.
Absolutely. He can make a ton of money. That's the one thing that I say when it comes to sports. If you can hit the ball in baseball, if you can hit fastballs and curveballs really far, you can play forever as a designated hitter. If you're 6'9 plus, actually 6'10 plus, and have no basketball talent at all, but make it to the NBA, you can ride and be the 12th man on the roster and make $25 million.
Bow hard.
Simply because you're 6'10", and you can't teach that. And the other position that I think, and we may see, and I know he's made strides this offseason, is Brandon Weeden is a guy who will play 8 years in the National Football League, probably make $30 million, $35 million. Can't play a lick, and we know that, Cleveland. But he'll make $30 million, more than all of us will ever dream of making in our lifetime, being a backup quarterback in the National Football League because it's the hardest position to coach and the hardest position to play.
How can I make money? I need to make this kind of money.
You got to rewind, bro. Hit the rewind button. So my confidence level in this group mimics yours, 6.5. Going in, I would say I was 50-50. I was right on a 5. But coming out of OTAs and even more so that minicamp, when the offense kind of had their way with our defense, they bumped up a 1.5 in my eyes.
Yeah, no, Jim O'Neill was not happy with the way Josh McCown was kind of torching his secondary there.
No, he was not. He's not used to that.
No. So that was a big revelation from minicamp there. I mean, 6.5, obviously not ideal. Obviously, you want a franchise quarterback, but with the way the defense can play, with the way the special teams have been revamped with Andy Lee, field position-wise, 6.5 is good enough to make the playoffs if McCown is executing like he did 2 years ago in Chicago.
Correct. And if you look at if I had to give my confidence level in the other groups around the quarterback, I've got 8.5 plus in the offensive line. I've got 7.5 in the wide receivers. I've got 8 in the running backs. And I probably have 6.5, 7 for the tight ends.
Really? 8 in the running backs?
Yeah. So every group around the quarterback.
Which is what McCown needs.
Which is what McCown needs and how the Cleveland Browns are going to play football, you know, is in line with where we're going. Now, I would hope coming out of training camp that Josh McCown goes from a 6.5 to a 7.5.
Right.
Then we're playing some winning football.
But you know what? You got to be realistic here. First year in this offense, there's going to be some preseason games where the fans aren't going to be happy. I mean, that's just how it goes in the preseason. You have to prepare yourself for that as a Browns fan. I mean, last year, Hoyer really struggled in the preseason. First half of the year, he was a serviceable quarterback that could win games.
Yes.
So training camp, you're going to come out here to Berea. Preseason, you're going to see some things. The offense is going to grow. It really is. It did last year. And remember, this is a first-year offensive coordinator, too.
It'll absolutely look different, all the shifts and motions that John DeFilippo has in it. So we're going to head to break here. And as I said, coming out of this break, we're going to hear from Browns quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell. We want to hear from you all show long today, 216-578-0850, or tweet at the show at Browns_daily with the hashtag mailbag. Matt Wilhelm, Kevin Jones, Jason Gibbs with you here on a hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know that.